5630. This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Dr. Randy Davis with the Kansas Mission of Mercy, and of course, a volunteer with that local dentist too. We welcome you here today, and I know a lot of excitement. This is a very important event, and really only the second time it's been held in Manhattan. I guess, first of all, we should remind people what the Kansas Mission of Mercy is all about, Dr. Davis.
Well, thank you for having me today, Kathy. The Kansas Mission of Mercy is a two-day dental clinic in which basic dental care is available free to adults and children on a first-come, first-served basis. KMOM will be held this Friday and Saturday, January 27th and 28th, at the National Guard Armory at 721 Levy Drive here in Manhattan.
And it starts bright and early, 5:30 a.m.
5:30 a.m. First come, first serve. Whatever time you want to come and stand in line is totally up to you. When we had it here back in 2009, we actually had people standing out there the night before. We had tents and everything out there waiting to get in. So I don't necessarily recommend that you start that early, but the earlier you are waiting in line, the first priority that you will be to get in.
And this is a statewide effort, too. Obviously, Kansas Mission of Mercy gives that connotation. As I said, this is only the second time in Manhattan. You've had a lot of these in different areas of the state.
We've had them all over. This is the 16th one. We've had them in Garden City, Hutchinson, Topeka, here, Salina, Kansas City, Wichita, Pittsburgh, Independence. We've had them all over, and they've been successful everywhere.
We do want to clarify, too, because I think there were some early flyers that went out that were a little bit inaccurate. So we want to explain again where it is. And we said, as we mentioned earlier, it starts at 5:30 a.m. both days, then?
Yes.
Okay. And tell us again where it is, the location.
It's at the National Guard Armory. The early flyers said to go to Ray's Apple Market. That is no longer the plan. The plan now is just go directly to the National Guard Armory. If you're volunteers or if you're patients, that's where you need to go.
And we do want to remind our listeners, if you have questions or comments, as always, the phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And any idea how many people you'll be able to serve and the number of volunteers that you have right now, too?
We are cutting the patients off at around 800 each day. So the first 800 in line will get to come in, and then we will close the doors. If you are not in that 800, but you've waited in line, that does not give you priority for the next day. So you'll have to come back the next day, get in line again. And again, if you are in that 800, then you'll be seen that second day. We've got about 130 dentists that have volunteered so far. I'm not sure how many hygienists or dental assistants or other staff, but by far, the majority of the volunteers are local people, actually people from all over the state, but mostly local. And these are the people that prepare food for the volunteers and for the patients, serve food, act as interpreters. We have some physicians, pharmacists, nurses, nursing students, dental students, pre-dental students, volunteers for anything you can think of. We have parking lot attendants, just about anything you can think of, and a lot of things that you don't think of until you're there.
And this is a long day for you, too. You're there until?
We're there probably until about 6:30 in the evening. Yeah, we're always exhausted by the end of the day.
So really more than 12 hours is what you're looking at.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you said, the volunteers do a lot of different things. Is it too late to get involved somehow? I'm guessing we're getting pretty close now to the end here, but
we're getting pretty close. But if you want to volunteer, the way to do that would be to go to the Kansas Dental Charitable Foundation's website at www.ksdentalfoundation.org, and you can volunteer that way.
This is actually a little bit downscale than, I guess, 2009. You had a few more than, say, 1,600. Kind of talk about some of those numbers and even the dollar amount of the free services that you were able to provide for folks.
Well, we had more floor space then, so we had more dental chairs set up. We had more dental professionals volunteered. We actually were able to see 1,715 patients that weekend, and we provided $1,014,277 worth of dental care to the patients for no cost to them. Also, I want to emphasize that we target low-income patients, but we actually will treat anybody that walks in the door. They don't have to prove an income level or anything like that. If they come in and they are healthy enough to be seen, then we will see them.
And maybe we should explain again the types of services that you do. And I know there's probably limitations to what you are able to do also.
There are limitations. We do not do any dentures, no crowns, no bridges, no implants, nothing like that. But we do cleanings, fillings, extractions.
Some of the basics then.
Mm-hmm. That's about it. But we do an awful lot of it.
We do have a phone call. You'll need a set of headphones,
okay.
Dr. Davis. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
What a blessing this is. You're a real saint. You know, there's a lot of dental problems out here on the street, and it affects the health of the clients as well. You might want to comment on the lack of parking over there at the armory also. Thank you.
That is definitely a problem. We do not have parking on site. It's close around, but since we don't have parking on site, we do not have handicapped parking. So people that need that will have to figure out a way to make it happen so that they can get in.
Maybe have someone drop them off.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. And we do want to mention, of course, 721 Levy Drive is where the National Guard Armory is located, too. And as he said, I think that was a good point our listener just made, is it can affect health in so many different ways. People tend to forget that. And when you walked in the door, I shared with you, and I don't mind sharing my story again. Sometimes you don't realize something may be wrong, and it can be detected. My adenoid cystic carcinoma, they discovered nearly 5 years ago, was discovered by a dental hygienist because I had no idea that it was in the roof of my mouth. And they're able to notice if things are maybe a little off that way, too, for folks.
Yes. I have a little story, not a cancer story, but a little story to share with you about last year's KMOM. We were treating a patient, and her front teeth were just in terrible shape. And she said that she had a job interview that afternoon. We spent all morning working on this lady. We repaired all of her front teeth, got her to looking nice. She came back later that afternoon with tears in her eyes, just and gave us all hugs because she got the job.
Oh, wow.
She was so excited, and that just made my day.
You know, it has to be rewarding. And as you say, you are exhausted at the end of a more than 12-hour shift. But talk about, I mean, it sounds like it has to be extremely rewarding for you, and you're doing this on your own time.
We love it. Not only do we get a chance to help people, it's great camaraderie for the hygienists and assistants and dentists that are there. I have old classmates that it's the only time all year I get to see them. We also have several pediatric dentists that will be there, oral surgeons. We even have orthodontists. This year we probably won't have orthodontists because there's a state ortho meeting the same weekend. But ordinarily we have just about all the dental specialties represented, taking care of people. One of the first things that they do is we register them. We go over their health history. We have a couple of physicians that will be there doing that. And once we find that they're healthy, they will go to triage. Dentists there will look at them and see what their greatest need is. They could need extractions and fillings and cleaning. What we try and do is their most pressing need. So we will do, a lot of times that will be extractions. We'll do the extractions. After that, they are able to come back the next day if they so choose and wait in line again and come in and get their fillings done or get a cleaning or whatever they need to have done. But it is a lot of fun. We enjoy it.
So you've been doing this how many years now?
This will be my 9th year. It actually started in 2003, but I missed those first ones. So
I imagine because of when it first started, people, I mean, they probably couldn't get over the fact that this was available. Now, some people do have a fear of dentists, but I'm sure you do a lot to try to calm them down. And how you are able to work with youngsters, you mentioned children too, must take a real special knack, I would think, at times also.
It takes a lot of patience. It helps that I have 3 kids of my own. A lot of us are parents. Of course, in dental school, we're taught how to do things like that, but a lot of it just it comes from experience.
And I can only imagine, you said the early days were a lot of fun. I don't know if you have any stories that you can talk about that way, but you know, I imagine just even the one story you did share with us, it just has to really be fulfilling to do this kind of work.
It really is. It's fun. It's kind of a pride thing in that we get in there and we roll our sleeves up and we just do whatever the patient needs done for the most part. We sometimes we'll do the extractions and the fillings, depends on how busy we are. But we all enjoy it.
And you mentioned you, of course, have a little bit of a military background, ended up in this area, which is great for the public and community here. But you might remind us again a little bit about your background.
Well, I spent 22 years in the Army, finished up. I had a couple of tours out here at Fort Riley and finished up. And the Army said it was time to move. And my wife said, no, it's time to get out. So got out and stayed here. And I've been here in Manhattan now since 2002. And thoroughly love it. It's a great place to raise kids.
Very good. One more time before we wrap things up, anything else you're wanting to emphasize about the event? And we again will want to say when and where.
Well, again, it's at the National Guard Armory on this coming Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th of January. And I want to add that patients that are taking medications for something, they need to go ahead and take those medications, and they need to bring them with them because they could be sitting there for most of the day. We cut things off at 5:30, but yet that's with, or we start things off at 5:30, but once 800 patients are in the door, we're going to cut it off. So if they're one of those last people, it could be late afternoon before they're seen, and we don't want them to go without their medications for that long. We actually will be providing a light breakfast, sausage, biscuits for the patients. We also will provide sandwiches for lunch for the patients. And then, of course, the volunteers also get to eat. But if you have other needs, if you're diabetic or something like that, or you have special needs for food that you need, then you need to bring that on your own. You'll need to fill out a brief health history. So make sure that you bring a list of all your medications, allergies, things like that, so that can be included when you're going through your health history. There's no need to bring dental records or proof of income or anything like that. As I mentioned, services are first come, first serve, and all patients will have to wait in line. Nobody has an appointment. The doors open at 5:30 in the morning. There will be no indoor overnight waiting. Parking is limited, so go appropriately. It's also not on site, so handicapped patients need to. Kathy had a good idea to just have somebody drop them off. We will limit the patients probably to around 800 people each day, and be prepared to wait most of the day. The patients, as I said, will be examined by a KMOM dentist, and their greatest need will be decided upon and will be sent in that direction. No dentures will be done. Full mouth extractions will be done in some cases if the screening dentist finds that that is necessary. And typically we have that every year. It's quite common for somebody to come in and need 24, 28 extractions. And it's scary to think that some of these people are in their 20s and they're going to go the rest of their lives without their teeth. But, you know, that's a service that we can provide for them and help them out a little bit. Minors must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian at all times. And after KMOM is over, we will have a phone number that patients can call for the next few weeks. If they have any KMOM-related emergencies, we will put them in touch with a dentist in their local area that can help them out. Once again, it's KMOM, Kansas Mission of Mercy, is an ongoing commitment by the Kansas Dental Charitable Foundation. The one here will be the 16th one, and it takes about $140,000 worth of cash or donated services to make this happen. And one of the statistics that I saw was that for every $100 that we get donated, we're able to provide about $1,000 worth of dental care at no cost to the patient. So far, Kansas Mission of Mercy has treated 26,780 patients and provided $15,388,265 of dental care at no cost to the patients.
That's incredible. It really is. So.
And once again, the website to go to is www.ksdentalfoundation.org.
Well, thank you for so much for coming in. Dr. Randy Davis with us today, a local dentist with the Kansas Mission of Mercy. And again, it will be held at the National Guard Armory beginning at 5:30 in the morning. That's January 27th, 28th. That's Friday and Saturday coming up. So
yes.
Thanks again and good luck to you.
Thank you, Kathy.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, open phones. Anything of your choosing we can talk about. 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus.
Whether you need a new washer and dryer, refrigerator, stove, or the best night's sleep you've ever had, Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source is your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Hey, did you hear who's delivering?
Not another pizza place.
No.
Ooh, cupcake delivery?
No.
Just tell me.
It's Sylvan Learning, and they're delivering results.
What?
Yeah, turns out Sylvan students typically see up to 3 times more growth in their math and reading scores than if they hadn't gone to Sylvan.
Hmm, and you knew this how?
Jason's been going since last semester.
Does he mind?
Believe it or not, he loves it. Sylvan really took time to learn how he learns, and then created a plan that gets the best out of him.
That's smart.
Yeah. Of course, a lot of it comes down to their amazing teachers. Jason gets a lot of personal attention, and they even use iPads to keep the sessions fun and engaging.
What kid doesn't love using an iPad?
I know. And for math, reading, study skills, you name it, Sylvan delivers the results.
Sounds great. Could you imagine if they delivered cupcakes, too?
Call your hometown Manhattan Sylvan Learning Center at 785-587-8800 for an academic checkup today.
The new terminal at Manhattan Regional Airport is open and ready for takeoff with a new baggage claim area, new rental car counter, bigger traveler space. The new construction has doubled the square footage of your Manhattan Regional Airport. Think of it as more of everything that makes flying local the most convenient way to travel. Shorter lines, better parking, closer to home, and easier than ever to book online at the completely redesigned flymhk.com. Wherever you're going in 2017, the expanded Manhattan Regional Airport is closer to where you want to be.
Now departing.
Book your flights today at flymhk.com.
What's your New Year's resolution? Lose weight? Eat healthy? Exercise more? New Health Anti-Aging Clinic is here to help. They offer a variety of health and anti-aging services to meet your needs and weight management goals and would love to work with you. New Health Anti-Aging has offices conveniently located in Manhattan, Topeka, and newly opened in Lenexa. Visit them online at newhealthks.com and call 785-215-8228 to schedule your appointment. Improve, renew, and restore. Like them on Facebook.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S